glad to have you tune into my podcast this month. If you're a listener with whom I've already worked, I'd like to say welcome back. I hope we work together again soon. If you happen to be a new listener, I'm thrilled to have you join me. My goal is to have you find benefit in not only this podcast, but in those that follow. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Breathing Benefits. Now, last month, my topic was Communicate Like a Hero. In that podcast, I suggested 10 questions to ensure you were communicating effectively. In the past 30 days since October's podcast, I hope you received information that you put to very good use. If you have any questions requiring further exploration, please feel free to ask. It would be my honor to provide you or your team with further guidance. Okay, let's move on to this month's podcast. Please consider if this topic applies to you or someone whom you know, either professionally or personally. You're about to hear very beneficial information. Now, it's your choice how you handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, please ask yourself, just describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know. If so, you want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or others who'll also benefit. Usually, on a global basis, I'm sought out to help business professionals in my role as a corporate communication and speech specialist. In doing so, I have the opportunity to train business professionals to make a positive impact, and that's exactly what I'll try to help you and your staff achieve in business. Typically, these are business people with significant knowledge in their field. Come to think of it, these individuals have much in common with you. Not only do they understand the immense power of public speaking, but they always strive to sound their best. Doesn't that sound a lot like you? Perhaps you're a person who doesn't think much about breathing. Oh, a lot of people don't. Did you know there are several benefits? For starters, these include that breathing lowers harmful effects of stress hormone known as cortisol on your body and potentially helps you relax. Number two, breathing lowers your heart rate and your blood pressure. Number three, breathing effectively reduces gastrointestinal symptoms, sometimes referred to as acid reflux. Number four, breathing effectively manages symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, sometimes referred to as PTSD. Number five, breathing effectively improves your core muscle stability. And finally, number six, breathing effectively improves your body's ability to tolerate exercise if you have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Sometimes that is referred to as COPD. Quite a lengthy list of benefits, don't you think? Now, you may be asking yourself, well, how do I breathe diaphragmatically, or what is commonly referred to as belly or midsection breathing? Sounds easy, I know, but I find that it takes consistent practice to perfect. The approach I help others with is as follows. First, I tell others to lie down, sit, or stand in a comfortable position. It's your choice which one of those you assume. Next, I tell my clients to relax their shoulders, shifting them downward away from their ears. We have a tendency to lift our shoulders and in so doing, keep them close to our ears. Next, I tell my clients to place one of their hands on their chest and place the other hand on their stomach. You can choose which hand is which. Next, I tell them, without straining, breathe in through your nose until you can't take in more air. Then I tell them to feel the air moving through their nostrils into their abdomen, expanding their stomach and the sides of their waist. Now, you can imagine a balloon inflating and your chest remains relatively still. Then I tell them to purse their lips as if sipping through a straw. Exhale slowly through their lips for 4 seconds and feel their stomach gently contracting. The navel moves toward the spine. Imagine a balloon deflating. Then, finally, I tell them to repeat these steps multiple times per day. Now, if you're interested in learning other breathing techniques, you may wish to consider box breathing or something referred to as 4-7-8 breathing. I'm happy to discuss these breathing alternatives with you if you so choose. Breathing is a very important skill that absolutely anyone can learn. Not only will you reap the benefits I mentioned earlier in this podcast, but you'll also sound much better when you speak. Right about now, you're most likely asking yourself, well, where do I start with all these suggestions? And that's an important question. If that's the case, please determine how these choices relate to you and to your unique situation. Ultimately, only you know what serves you best and will prove most helpful with your circumstances. And that's my input in terms of where to start. Finally, you may opt to get additional assistance from a speaking expert, and doing so will help you ensure consistency, reliability, and accountability. If you'd like my help to strengthen your breathing skills, please go ahead and reach out to connect with me, and I'll do my very best to answer your questions as well as be responsive to your comments and thoughts. I advise connecting in a way that works well for you. For example, you can use the phone, you can connect virtually or electronically. I'm absolutely ready to be your business communication resource. Your needs are unique. And if I may help you or any members of your team, let's go ahead and figure out what matters to you, because in the end, that's what really counts. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech.